This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The holidays are a time for celebration, but they also provide a space for reflection. KUNC's Grace Hood has been following one couple who lost their home to this summer's High Park fire. Like the other 258 homeowners who lost property and personal belongings, they're struggling to maintain old traditions this season while making new ones.
Sharon and Mike Gooley have had a lot of firsts over the past 6 months, and this week marks another one, the first Christmas since the fire. It will also be the first time that one of Mike's sons returns home from China to see the fire's destruction.
One of the interesting things is he said, "Dad, I want to go up and cut a Christmas tree." I said, "There are no Christmas trees left. The woods are gone." So that was an interesting conversation we had.
The Gooleys aren't alone in losing this tradition. The High Park fire incinerated inventory for most choose and cut Christmas tree businesses in Risk Canyon.
He's seen photographs that we've shared with him online and in emails. And he's very practical, and he's been very encouraging to his dad and I since this all happened. But seeing it face to face, and when we mentioned, you know, it's not the same Christmas tree scenario. What few little perfect Christmas trees are still here, we're going to leave them and let them grow big.
It's a small adjustment, but it's one of a million changes Sharon and Mike have had to make since the fire. They continue to live on their land in a studio building in which they run their historic clothing businesses.
So we're finding it's coming in stages. We'll take maybe a week and a half and go all out working the land, cutting down trees, taking volunteer help, hiring people. And then we have to stop and we have to shift back into business mode, and we pour ourselves into whatever deadlines need to be met immediately. And we get that caught up. Then we shift back to the land. Then we shift back to the business.
While finding physical breaks may be hard, finding mental and emotional ones is even more difficult when you're living on the land where your home was destroyed. Both Mike and Sharon say they're looking forward to the slower pace of the holidays to catch their breath.
I can't continually focus on the land right now, or even this building. I'll take a time out, and then I'll start next phase.
We're going to try to take the next 2 to 4 weeks and go to family, relaxing, the holidays, and what work has to be done for the business in that time.
And while it wasn't exactly what their son Adam was looking for, they traveled into town and bought a small Christmas tree, decorating it with the ornaments and tinsel they salvaged from the fire. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.